Hello, is Julie there?
That's good calling.
Yeah, this is Nate.
In relation to what?
She mailed a letter back to my office. It was in regards to your guys' mortgage, the $417,000 mortgage. She sent a letter to me, and I'm just following up with her.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie, how are you? This is Nate. I'm calling about a letter that you mailed back to my office. It was in regards to your $417,000 loan with Everbank. And you put all your information down here and you requested some information on mortgage protection. In case of a death or a disability, that your home's paid off, or in case something got sick. I just wanted to verify real quick, Julie, what you put down here, and then I can get the options and work them up for you and your husband. I know you put down here that you're 40 and he's 44, correct?
Correct.
And you don't have his name down here. What is your husband's name?
Mike Arnold.
Mike. Okay. And your $417,000 loan amount, is that a purchase or a refinance?
Purchase.
Congratulations. My wife and I just bought a house a year ago. It can be fun, exciting, and hectic at the same time, huh?
We've done a few of them now, and yes.
I'm with you. Prosper, Texas. How long is your mortgage? 20, 30 years? Or?
That's probably 30.
And you know what your payment is roughly a month?
30, 45.
And that's with PITI and stuff?
Interest, property
right.
Tax, escrow.
Okay. And what was the concern, or who were we trying to protect here with this coverage? What was going through your mind when you filled out the form?
I don't know. I got about, 50 of them in the mail.
Oh, you did?
Well,
yeah, it's...
And right now, I'm the primary wage earner in the house.
Okay, yeah, so basically, we'll talk more about it and stuff, but there's different options depending upon your age, your health, and the situation that you're in. But in the event of something, God forbid, happened to you, it could pay off the mortgage, or if a critical illness or a disability or an illness where you couldn't work, it can make your mortgage payments for you, so on and so forth. But we'll talk more about that. Do you have any children that you have at the house as well? Nope, just you two lovebirds, huh?
That's it. Can't have children.
What's that?
I said we can't have children.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What do you do for work when you said
okay.
When you're the primary breadwinner? What do you do?
I am the director of strategy and program development for a healthcare company.
Okay. So you're smart, director of strategy and programming. And what kind of app?
Yeah, my job.
Go ahead. I think there's a delay on the phone. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. We have the, that Uma phone. It's through the internet, so
okay.
Internet connection is a little weird. That's why it's not funny. Now, go ahead with your question.
No, I was saying you just work like normal 8 to 5 then, or what are your hours during?
Well, I travel back and forth. My job's in Chicago, so I'm in Chicago 2 weeks a month and in Texas 2 weeks a month.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're home for this?
No.
Yeah, I gotcha. Are you home now for the next 2 weeks then, and back in Texas, or are you headed back out next week to Chicago?
Yeah. I just got home a couple days ago, so I'm
awesome.
Home for a couple weeks, and then I go back.
Very cool. And what's your husband do for work?
Well, he's more of an entrepreneur, and so his former job, he was in technology, he was a floor trader on the Chicago Board of Exchange, and then New York as well. So, making a transition out of those kinds of financial services into something more entrepreneurial. So he's, working with a business partner to get some new product ideas up and running.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he's the creative brain.
He's the creative brain? You're the hustler, right?
Yeah, he's the creative brain, and I go to work and do stuff.
So did you guys move from Chicago then? You keep saying Chicago, and you go back and work there. Did you just move there from there, or no?
Yeah, we just moved about, we purchased the house in June. We moved a couple months ago, mainly to be down here close to family. My husband has family down here.
Oh, very
good. And he also had a business opportunity down here, so we moved, and I worked it out with work that I could go back and forth.
Well, that's awesome. What my job is to do now is that I work for you, so when I hang up the phone here, I have access to 33 different companies and carriers who offer mortgage protection. So when we sit down with you and your husband, it's going to be nothing more than a conversation of what's available, what's out there, is this a concern, and if it is, then you guys get to kind of customize your coverage that fits your needs and fits your budget. So with that said, I had to ask you a couple quick health questions. Are either one of you guys smokers or no? Okay, and what is your husband's approximate height and weight?
He's 6 feet, 175.
And when is his actual birthday?
5/15/70.
Okay, and it's kind of funny, me and my wife are totally swapped. He's 44, you're 40, I'm 40, and my wife's 44. It's kind of funny. What is your birth date? Okay, and I know my wife says I can't believe I asked you this, but I gotta know. What's your height and weight?
I'm 5'6", 116 pounds.
Well, that's why you don't mind me asking, right?
I'm very good.
That's awesome. Oh, very cool. Very cool. And what kind of prescription medications is Mike taking?
Nothing. We both take nothing.
Oh, neither one of you guys are on any prescriptions at all, huh? That's awesome. That's very hard to find these days. And I have to ask these last questions real quick. Any issues with high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, cholesterol, any major surgeries, DUIs, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, that's the good news. You'll be able to qualify for good things. You guys are in Prosper, yes?
Yes.
What time are you guys usually home together in the evening? Yeah, because I'm going to be in that area Wednesday night. I'm just trying to figure out when you get home. You said your hours are crazy, and I'll be in Prosper, Anna, Melissa, Selena.
So, okay, explain to me first how the process works.
Well, the process is that when I hang up the phone, like I said, I go to work for you, and I have access to multiple carriers, and I'm able to plug that information to different softwares and find out who's going to offer you the most amount of coverage for the least amount of cost. And then when I come out to the home, I'm going to sit down. Sorry, all I hear is this dishes banging or something.
My dog's eating her dinner.
Oh, okay. It was just real. Man, your internet phone. No, it's okay. Your internet phone had a lot of, it picks up that ambient noise. That's all I could hear. So I was making sure you could hear me okay. So when I come out and sit down with you, I don't have a particular product that I'm there to sell you. Okay, this is not something that can be sold. My job is more to have a conversation with you. I represent you guys as clients and share with you what's available, what's out there, and you're able to sit down and tell me, A, is this a concern? Do you want to apply for coverage to put in place? And then, you know, what coverages you get to customize it to fit your guys' need and fit the budget. So it's a conversation that we have. How the process works, if you guys say, hey, we want to put some coverage in place, then you have to apply for the coverage, and then it takes about a good month and a half to really figure out and put all the numbers together. So it's not, there's nothing there I'm there to sell, and if you got on your hands and knees and begged me to sell you insurance that night, I couldn't do it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So it's only going to take about maybe 20 minutes of your time, and then after 20 minutes, you'll know whether or not you want me to get up and leave the house and say it's not a concern, or you'll know, say, hey, we need to keep talking about it or apply for coverage and stuff like that. So I need about, you know, 20 minutes of your guys' time to be able to sit down and go through that with you guys. So I'm trying to figure out if Tuesday or Wednesday night evening is going to be better. I have like availability at like maybe between 8 and 8:30 on Tuesday night, but my evening on Wednesday night's fairly open right now.
Well, let me talk to my husband about this, and I'm not exactly sure of the purpose of the in-person meeting. Is my question.
Are you doing,
in other words,
you're not like,
able to email a certain proposal about it, and then we can talk about it. I'm not sure why we need an in-person meeting.
Do you don't like people?
I don't. It's actually kind of permanent.
It's okay.
I actually don't.
It's a great question. And if I could sit here in my shorts and t-shirt and email out quotes to everybody, it would save my life in terms of gas, tires, and my time and energy. But because this is mortgage protection, okay, there's things that are offered through mortgage protection that you can't get unless you have a mortgage. And so I got to come out to your house and I got to, as silly as it sounds, identify you, identify your husband, make sure you are who you are, to say you live in the home, because people like to do fraudulent things, because there's living benefits and different money back options. You know, if you don't die, you get your money back. I don't want to go into all the details of it. And so there's a lot of options. So this conversation is like a tree trunk. And if you picture a thousand, tree limbs going up into the air, I don't know which direction the conversation would go. So for me to sit and try to put a proposal together would not be fair to you. I can't customize anything for you. And it would probably spend about 8 hours and it'd be a 16-page email of trying to figure out all the options that are out there. So it's more of, okay, this is what's there. Is that an interest or not an interest? Is this an interest or not an interest? And then we get to be able to customize some coverage and then you can look at those options. So.
Fair enough.
I'm a really nice guy though. So.
No, it's fair enough. But I think that makes sense. That's why I was asking the question. You actually have a really hard job. I wouldn't really want your job. I mean, it's challenging to form a relationship with people over the phone. So, my point would be, let me talk to my husband about it. If we were to meet with you, it would probably need to be Wednesday in the late afternoon or early evening.
Okay, what's late afternoon to you?
You know, 5 o'clock.
Is 3 o'clock better or 5 o'clock? I can do as early as you need to.
Hey, you know, mid-afternoon is better.
It works best for me.
I'm gonna check my work schedule to see if I have meetings. But first, I need to check with my husband to see if he's interested in going further with this. But I think your point is well taken.
So, well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, because my schedule fills up fast. I have about 40 forms on my desk here of people that send in forms that families that want to be able to get some information on protection. So if we could do this, it's okay with you. I'll set up a time between like on Wednesday afternoon between like 3 and 5. I can be in your area between that time. And if for any reason you talk to your husband and he says, no, we don't want that guy coming to my house, tell him not, don't even show up, call me. I'll give you my – you got a pen handy? Oh, you don't want to do that.
First and call you back. No, it'll be fine. I will call you back if we want to do that. Can I have your number, please?
Sure. It's 469-224-0255.
And you're available right now on Wednesday afternoon for a couple hours, but it fills up fast. I understand. I mean, our point is, We could pay our stuff off in cash if we needed to. I was just looking at if something bad happened, if my husband, because he's, you know, not pulling in a lot of income right now and needed some help, that was what I was looking at. I mean, we're both in really good health and we, you know, have plans and for the future. So we're doing things, but I was just, actually, personally, was just responding to one of these many things that got in the mail and thought, well, I should be doing. So,
I completely understand, and I'm in the same boat you are. I don't think there's any way in shape and form I'm going to die, and if I do, it's going to be some idiot hits me in drunk driving. I'm great health. I'm 40. My wife's 44, but the purpose of this coverage at our ages are, you know, and maybe you have enough money and stuff in the mattress or in the bank or in investments that if something were to happen to one of you and one of you guys got a heart attack or stroke or cancer or God forbid something were to happen, that you don't need additional help. But I was way more concerned in the living benefits, which basically if, you know, you become disabled for any reason, you get in a severe car accident, you can't work, it makes your mortgage payments for you, or even in the event of a heart attack, stroke, cancer, and, you know, 67% of people live through cancer these days. So, I mean, a triple bypass is like a routine oil change. There was a client of mine who was 48 years old and had a heart attack out of the blue, completely healthy. He went to the hospital and he was able to access over $100,000 that he was able to get while he was alive, tax-free lump sum. So those are the conversations that we have. I was way more interested in, hey, if I don't die, there's options where I can get my money back. If I don't die, there's options where you get a percentage of the money and the interest that the insurance companies are making on the money that you're paying for your insurance policy, and you get all back plus some. So, I mean, that's really why I always say, if it's not a concern to where, you know, I don't want to waste your time. If you're telling me you don't know if it's a concern or whether or not you want to have anything put in place, you know, then talk about your husband and call him back. But if it's a concern that where you want to, you know, look at those options, I'll be more than happy to sit down and show them to you. Does that make sense? All right, so now.
I also want to look at my work schedule as well. So,
sure.
You know, I promise that I will call you back. I promise.
Okay, I was going to say.
You've been calling for a while, and I've been seeing the number show up on my phone. And so I just want to be sure that it's legitimate. And before I bring somebody into my home,
No, I understand. I can send you my Facebook.
I don't Facebook or do LinkedIn because I'm such an antisocial person.
Well, the funny thing, no, I don't either. That's the funny thing is, because if you saw it, you'd see me, my wife, and my son and stepdaughter on there, and in the last post it was when I got married a year ago. I don't do that social.
Where are you coming from?
Parker and Preston, right here in Plano. Plano,
okay,
Texas?
So you're
not
Parker, okay.
No, I mean, I do a lot of business in Allen. Yeah, I know exactly. You guys are right off of, yeah, you guys are fairly close. You're right corner of, like, almost Frisco, Prosper, Allen, McKinney. I do all the work there, so. All right, well, now you got to take everything I just said and try to share it with your husband.
I will, and I promise to call you back. I know I totally will. I've got your number down. 469-224-0255, is that right?
You got it. And the only reason I called you so many times is this, is that they make us get resolution on all these forms, because there's been many of stories,
okay,
you know, where, you know, people send these forms in and people don't follow up with them, and you know, I just called a lady the other day, no one got a hold of her, and they weren't calling relentlessly like me to make sure they got resolution, and their husband got diagnosed with prostate cancer 2 days ago, and they can't get any coverage. So I'm very due diligence. My best friend passed away at 34 unexpectedly, and so I'm very diligent in terms of at least getting resolution. And if you tell me, hey, we're not interested, we don't need it, that's resolution for me, you know, or hey, let's sit down and talk, that's resolution. So that's all I'm trying to do here. So give me a call back. Yeah, give me a call back, and sooner than later it would really help me out, just to let me know either way. That way I can either keep that block open or fill it up. So, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Nate.
I appreciate
it. Thank you,
Julie.
Yeah.